Now, what do you feel you see as far as the future as we continue more towards a mobile and social media connected society? What are some changes and new directions you're eyeing?
Well, you know, there's a couple aspects to that. You know, first, we see with a new, you know, like a, you know, the future and the next generation, we see that our values, you know, that I talked about earlier are still very relevant. You know, people in the next generation are still very interested in those, you know, freedom, family, hope, reward, and the other values that we, that I spoke about. Those are really still relevant. But the way they implement those and the way they live their lives and the way they conduct business is dramatically different, and those, you know, and probably the most visible is in the area of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just had to make sure that our business is mobile, like you've said, and that we are present, whatever smartphone device, whatever, you know, resource that people are using, that we need to be present there. We need to be able to operate in that environment and through that environment. And it's changing so much. You know, you can say the area of technology, boy, it just doesn't stop.
Right.
And the way that the next generation uses technology, it's, you know, we had a wonderful example. A distributor from Korea spoke to our management group. And he was younger, and he asked the group, okay, how many of you are under 40? And, like, hardly anybody raised their hand, you know. And,
right.
And he goes, oh, wow. He goes, oh, okay. And then he showed a, you know, a picture of a baby in the womb with a smartphone in its hand. And he said, you know, he said, okay, I'm 30. I think he was 31. He goes, I'm a technology native. I grew up with technology. I was born with this smartphone in my hand. And he looked at the audience and all of us. He said, you're all technology immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to figure it out. But we live it every day.
Right.
And I thought that was a huge learning. So we're, you know, so guess what? We have to be present with that next generation and say, what do we need to provide for you? We don't have the ideas. They have the ideas. They have the lifestyle. They know how it applies to their business. We just have to create the back end, you know, systems and support. And it's not just technology, it's operational as well, how mm-hmm. we deliver products, how we market products, how we you know, how we do other sorts of things. So that's a huge thing for us to learn.
Now, even though the landscape and the world has changed since your dad and Jay launched Amway in the 50s, do you ever discuss key decisions with your dad?
Oh, always. Yeah, always, and you know, and both families, and we continue to meet on a, you know, on a regular basis, you know, as families with some of these, you know, bigger key decisions. A lot of the management decisions, you know, clearly get you know, delegated to Steve and me, and to really, really good, you know, folks, you know, here in Ada and around the world, you know, in key positions. But you know, some of the big issues, some of the longer term issues, you know, and just to, you know, make sure that we're staying, you know, true to our values. Those are fun discussions to have with Dad. And you know, he's, you know, unfortunately Jay passed many years ago, and mm-hmm. so Dad's the only one who can give us that advice. But fortunately, we still have the opportunity to talk to him.
Now, you've had a huge success overseas. What's work ethic in those countries, and what do you feel? Do you feel it's something that Americans can learn from the work ethic over there?
You know, what we find is, you know, while there's unique, wonderful cultural differences, we find that, you know, people share a lot of the similarities. And we find that, you know, people, whether they're in the United States or whether it's in any market we operate, they want to improve their lives. They're willing to work hard to do it. They want to work with other people. And so we believe that there's a very similar work ethic and that there's a very similar, you know, entrepreneurial desire in people around the world. Now, there may be a little bit more of it or less of it in different segments of a population, you know, whether it's, you know, young or old, mm-hmm. or those sorts of things. But, you know, we find a lot of those similarities, and that's where we try to, you know, try to live and then provide the environment, you know, for people to be successful in the Amway business. But I think the, you know, the main thing that you know, that we can learn here, and you know, from, or that we've learned here from our experience around the world, is, you know, first of all, everyone really admires the United States.
Yes.
You know, what we've been able to accomplish is something that many nations around the world and people in those nations say, "Wow, I would love to have that lifestyle." And I think what we have to, what we try to do is say, okay, if we're, if really most of the world kind of looks at us and would like to be like us, then how do we keep improving ourselves?
Right.
You know, that's probably the biggest element to say, you know, we've got so many great things happening here in our country, and we should be proud of that, but we could be better.
Right, right.
What are the things we need to talk about? What are the challenges that we're facing? What are the things we need to change to improve and make it even better for the next generation of Americans going forward? Because that's really what, you know, every country's trying to do around the world.
Now, Amway was born out of entrepreneurship, and your focus is to create entrepreneurs offering your products. But what do you do within Amway itself to keep an entrepreneurial culture on the inside?
Well, you know, we just try to live an entrepreneurial culture. We when we talk about our the founders' fundamentals and our values, we really look at ourselves and say, are we living them? And are we walking them? Are we talking them? Are we putting them into, you know, what we're doing? And I think some of the elements of being an entrepreneur is, you know, you got to be optimistic. You know, people would joke with us at Amway over the years and say, you know, I've never heard somebody talk about a problem at Amway. You always just have challenges, you know. And we say, well, you know, we're just optimistic. And so we have things go wrong around the world, and we have product launches that didn't go like we expected, and we have, you know, operational issues and challenges that problems that we didn't plan on. But we always say, you know, we're going to work through it.
You reframe it.
Yeah, probably the biggest challenge and the biggest example for us was in China. You know, when they made direct selling illegal in China shortly after we opened the business there, that was a pretty big issue. And, you know, our leadership, Eva Chang, at the time in China, you know, worked with us and said, we can work through this. Let's be patient. Let's have a long-term focus. Let's stay optimistic. This is going to be a good market. And you know, I remember the meeting. You know, we had a family meeting shortly after that happened in China, and Dad and Jay were at the meeting, and Dad spoke up and said, "Eva, we will persist. We're not going to leave you. We'll work with you." And so, between Eva's confidence and what she was, you know, was seeing, and between Dad and Jay saying, and the family saying, "We're going to stick with it," we were able to work through it with an optimistic idea to say, yeah, well, you know, we're going to find a solution. Let's just keep at it, keep plugging away, and you know, keep a long-term focus. And so I think that's the main thing that we try to do. And so every challenge that we face, we kind of get together, we address it seriously, but we try to put a little humor with it. You know, we try to laugh at ourselves and identify where we may have made a mistake, but we really try to work with people and say, you know, whether it's with, you know, government groups, consumer groups, you know, distributor groups, employee groups, whatever, and say, how do we solve this together? And, you know, usually we find a lot of genuine people in all those positions who say, well, if you're willing to work with us, we'll work with you.
Sure.
And so I think that's one of the biggest things we try to do, find that win-win solution.
Now, Amway and both the DeVos and Van Andel families have been great contributors to the city in many ways. What do you look for in choosing these contributions and creating these initiatives?
Well, I think that, you know, the main thing, you know, you look for is kind of a match between some of that, you know, those personal values and beliefs that you hold and things you want to be part of. That resonate with us, and that we can get engaged and then say what's going to be the best impact, you know, for our community, and by doing this, you know, will this enhance our community? Mm-hmm. And those two things, are the elements that I think we all tend to use to say, you know, what, and that would maybe to say it a different way, what talents can we bring and how do we do it for, you know, the best value for everybody involved? And so that's what we try to do. And so I think things like, the city needs an arena, and, you know, Jay and Betty say, well, we want to be part of that. And or a museum or a convention center or a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Those have been discussions, in the past, 5, 10, 20 years, 30 years. And I think where Dad and Jay, in the case of the hotel, said, well, we can be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the joy is we're not the only part. I mean, there are so many families and so many people and so many ways who have made contributions, big and small.
For sure.
To make Grand Rapids what it is. And that's what we really appreciate, just being part of that.
Now, you're also chair of The Right Place. At present, Grand Rapids is in a pretty great place economically.
yeah, it is the right place.
Yes, yes. But what are some of the things we need to be doing for economic development to keep us propelling forward in the next 10, 20 years so we're viewed as a strong city?
Well, you know, the first thing that we talk about a lot at The Right Place and with regard to economic development comes back to people. Who, are we still generating, a workforce that is, talented, committed, and do we create the right culture here, where a company says, wow, I'd love to be able to work with people like that. That's probably the most important thing. In fact, we just had a recent visit from a delegation from the Chinese government who is beginning to look at potential investment, in the United States, and so given our relationships with China, we said, well, if you're going to look at the United States, why don't you look at West Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. They didn't talk about taxes. They didn't talk about, infrastructure necessarily. They started talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
We want, and they had a visit because they wanted to see it. They wanted to experience it for themselves. And so that's a huge element. As I mentioned, infrastructure and taxes, those do have, a role to play. Regulations, how easy is it to do business? How difficult is it to do business? And so, The Right Place works really, really well with all, forms of a local government, city, county, community, areas, as well as the state, to create that environment, to make it seamless so that, mm-hmm. All of our laws and our regulations are aligned and that they are positioned in a way to allow a job provider to come in and provide, good jobs.
Sure.
And to be a useful part of our community.
And we're also attracting a lot of great new talent. I know Kendall College, you got David Rosen there, you got Dana at the Graham, and I know over at Art Prize, you just got a new executive director. So people are really interested in the area, and I think that that's a good thing.
Boy, you got that right. That's huge because, once you look at the workforce and you look at the culture of the workforce, but you also look at the culture of the environment, what mm-hmm. else is there, and all those things you mentioned are spot on.
Yeah. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Amway President Doug DeVos. Thanks so much for joining me, Doug.
Hey, thank you, Paul. It's fun to chat. Really enjoyed the time and really appreciate your interest in all that you're doing to get these issues to the community.
Absolutely.